All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. All right, I spent my whole weekend collecting things for this podcast that we're calling Crazy D Volume 2, Crazy Dems Volume 2. Just one little comment off of the pregame. Can you believe that 20,000 people work for the Fed? 20,000 people work for the Fed. What would you do all day? Doing what? 20,000. I mean, just, and I can't, I don't have time to get into this because I literally have 100 slides. A lot of them are really short of, you know, vandalism slides, but I just have to show you. What do 20,000 people do all day? You and I have been getting so badly ripped off. Our money goes into the coffers of Democrats. That's it. It sounds overly simplistic, but it really is true. That's our country has simply been about creating NGOs to employ Democrats, hire Democrats, contract Democrats, and pay for Democratic Party campaigns and other Democratic Party NGOs and organizations. That's it. That's what we've been doing. How are all these Democrats so rich? Why are they now the party of the billionaires and millionaires? And we aren't. Why is that? Because they created them through your taxpayer dollars. J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, runs 64 NGOs. How is he a billionaire? That's what I'd like to know. How did he become a billionaire? Did we give him his initial money to start Hyatt or whatever? Who knows? I don't know. Not to start Hyatt because it was around before him. But anyway, I mean, it's just astonishing to me how in the world we can be paying 20,000 people to work at the Fed, 14,000 at USAID. And USAID, for all intents and purposes, is zero employees now. And nobody's noticed one thing. So that get rid of the Fed is what Elon said. And one last thing, because just in case I don't get to it, you know, that was all like a big, giant conservative TED talk with Elon Musk. And he's talking about Social Security. And, you know, I always thought, and I said this, and I was wrong. See how that works, Aaron? See how that works? Yeah. People don't get how to do that.
I know.
I was wrong. I didn't think that the government was handing directly to illegals Social Security numbers, except like in the state of, I knew in the state of Texas it was going on, but now Elon has a graph up. Just go to that talk because I'm not going to get to it. But go to that talk that Elon Musk, the sold out auditorium speech talking about Doge and everything else, where the United States government has been handing out Social Security numbers for the last 4 years to, what, 12 to 20 million people just handing out Social Security numbers so that they get federal benefits in a country that's $37 trillion in debt. But anyway, let me say hey to everybody in the chat real quick. Scooter8887 is on. Dave Souter is on. Lizzie859 is on. Dead Plan is on. Hotshot Insights is on. John Phillips is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. Phil McCracken is on. Neanderthal Super's on. Grinidum is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Granite 2468 is on. Sixlin is on. Snarl Barkley is on. Hey, Robin Aroni, I met her yesterday. She is on. I met her at the church. If you come to the church ever, I mean, whether you come regularly, you come to the church at any time, make sure you come and introduce me to you by your name in the chat because I will probably remember you. Keyline 13 is on. Clean Sanchez is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Sheila K is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Stefan Toms is on. Neo Solo is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Stefan Toms is on. Chopper Supernut already in the rant. Thank you so much. $5. Appreciate you, brother. Let's see who else is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Jayona Jones is on. Scrolling down, just Jesse is on. JD Wu is on. Luann 5 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Hassle Free TV is on, claiming to not be there. I know him too. He's a friend of mine. Mike Griffith is on. Patty K44 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Goozy 600 is on. Luann 5 is on. Scrolling down. Man, I'm getting stuff to get to the bottom. Producer Aaron is on. Going down. All right, that's good, I guess. There we go. I just lost it. There we go. Back on. All right, let's hop right to this now. Crazy D, Volume 2, all the crazy stuff going on with Democrats. And again, let me just set the table with this. They are different than us. We don't do this stuff. They do. They do the violent stuff. They commit the crimes and claim that we're violent criminals. So let's go right to Alex Jones. Alex Jones video breaking. Video, crazed leftist runs over Trump supporter. Play it for me.
We just learned that a 70-year-old man was arrested after Meridian police say he hit another man with his car during today's demonstrations at the Tesla dealership in Meridian. Police say 70-year-old Christopher Talbot of Meridian made an obscene gesture towards a counter-protester and then hit him with his car. Police say the victim had been driving a truck with pro-Trump flags and had just parked and gotten out of his car when Talbot hit him.
Well, as you just saw, Alan Talbot in Idaho was mad at a Trump supporter, I guess, for coming out to an anti-Tesla Elon Musk protest in Idaho, and so ran him over with his car and is now being charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And we're only going to see escalations in the domestic terrorism because the entire corporate media is out there saying these people are Nazis, these people deserve it, you know, firebombing in Santa Fe, New Mexico of the Republican headquarters. Burned out the holes inside of the building. But they sprayed ICE equals KKK, so they deserve it. Because, you know, they're only punching a Nazi, burn out a Nazi. It's just total insanity. Meanwhile, the EU was a Nazi project that got picked up for World War II. And it's actual Nazi forces fighting the Russians. And now France and England are sending troops to fight the Russians directly. I mean, this is total insanity. All of this is crazy. All because Trump, Elon Musk, myself, and the majority of Americans don't want to go bankrupt and don't want kids being smuggled across the border and fentanyl deaths by the hundreds of thousands a year. I mean, these are just maniac, brainwashed rent-a-mobs. And it's so sad, and they're going to get crazier and crazier. They pledged to do it. It's John Podesta's Democrat Party plan, civil war conditions. Jamie Raskin will continue to track this as it just exponentially goes up. God bless you all. Please follow me here on X with Alex Jones, and be safe out there.
So, again, I want to tell you this, too. I didn't tell you before we started, but what I'm going to do is go through these slides. I've intermingled the rest of the show, some other slides, some other things going on, with Crazy D. So what we'll do is a bunch of slides on what Democrats are out doing violently, and then we'll go into some slides that are off subject and then back into Crazy D after that. All right, go to the next one for me. Jeremy Judkins tweet, imagine King the Tesla of an innocent disabled girl in a wheelchair. That's that guy right there. Did Republicans ever do that? Tom, you're being redundant. I know. Listen, if they're going to propagandize, then I'm going to propagandize. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Get this out to all of your liberal friends to wake up, because the sheer volume in this stack of leftist atrocities and leftist crimes is basically unfathomable. Yeah. Of what's going on in this country. Because I could have kept going. I could have just kept going. I could have found another couple hundred of these. Imagine King the Tesla of an innocent disabled girl in a wheelchair going viral and thinking you wouldn't get caught just because you shaved your beard. He's caught. There it is. Jonathan Earhart, King the Tesla of a disabled girl. Go to the next one for me. Cullen Rugg video. Man confronted after drawing a swastika on a Tesla. Play it for me.
Free service.
Free service. I mean, how about you pay for the repairs? Write a check. You just bought a Tesla.
I can wipe it off
with
a towel.
No,
it's not.
No, it is a hate crime, sir. It is a hate crime. Did you write a swastika on
there? I'm sorry, you're upset.
Did you write a swastika?
It didn't even work. Apparently, it doesn't work.
Did you write a swastika on the? It's a key, sir. We see it on the video.
It's not a key.
Is it a swastika?
I was probably putting my keys
in my
pocket.
Is it a swastika?
Have you looked at your car? Is there a key
mark? Is it a swastika?
That's impossible.
It's at the police right now. It's being fingerprinted.
What do you mean it's being fingerprinted?
Because they're trying to track you down. Thankfully, Facebook tracked you down.
Uh-huh.
So your business, your freaking livelihood, everything now.
Listen,
because you chose to write so to tell Facebook that you're sorry for writing a swastika on a Tesla.
Listen, I said I'm sorry.
For what?
And I apologize.
For what?
I have nothing against car, and I have nothing against you.
So okay? Why did you write a swastika on a Tesla?
Obviously, I have something against Elon Musk, but that's not the
Elon Musk owns that car? Because
no,
it was
he owns the company.
For, it was bought and paid for a long time
That's
ago.
Why it's misguided, and obviously, I did not intend to do this.
All right,
sir.
We're going
to
wait for...
Have these people ever heard of simply boycotting the product? How about you just boycott the product? The man appears to be 55-year-old Chad Rittenbaugh, who was busted last week for allegedly carving a swastika on a Tesla in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. The alleged anti-Semite was seen sneaking around the car outside of Planet Fitness, not realizing it was recording him the whole time. It's amazing to me, after the first, week of this, Aaron, that they don't realize that you're being recorded the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I've told you this a bunch of times. And I'm purposely belittling these people because they deserve to be belittled, is these people are not smart. They're just simply full of zeal and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for absolutely ridiculous things, you know, right out of Isaiah 5, 20 and 21, thinking that bitter is sweet, sweet is bitter, putting bad for good and good for bad. I mean, they're delusional, but they're very zealous about it. Evil for good, good for evil. That's they're full of it. They believe that their evil is good and their good is evil. The light that is in them is darkness, right out of Matthew 6:22 and 6:23. Delusional people, but very full of fervor about their delusions.
Yeah.
And Aaron and I were talking about this in reference to, if you ever apologized to your wife, imagine going and apologizing to your wife and saying, "I'm sorry that you're upset." he's not even sorry. The only way to make these people sorry is what Pam Bondi's doing today, going after a 20-year sentence for firebombing Teslas. Let's go to the next one. Johnny Midnight video, 61-year-old female Tesla driver assaulted inside her car after being chased down. Play for me.
Take a look at this. This is video from the victim's Tesla camera. It shows a green car pulling up to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the Tesla in. The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's sitting behind the wheel. At one point, the woman says she bit the man's hand. Moments later, the passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the attacker away. They finally get back in their car and drive off. We spoke to the victim today, who said she was terrified and can't understand why anyone would do this.
I was just stunned, and I wished that I would have had someone with me that would have protected me. I'm just appalled. I didn't buy my car for a political statement. I bought my car because it's really fun to drive, and my politics have nothing to do with that. And I'm ashamed of our society and what they're doing.
The victim, along with the other Tesla owner who received a threatening note and text, have both now signed up for a gun safety course at a gun range north of Flagstaff. They tell us they don't feel safe right now and want to be able to protect.
It's hysterical to watch the Democrats, first of all, contradict their own agenda and narrative by not buying Teslas. they're claiming that the world is going to end. To them, CO2 is a bigger threat. The CO2 is a bigger threat to them than the debt is to me. So because the debt is actual reality, CO2 is nothing. I mean, it's coming out of plants every second of every day. And 97% of emissions, 98-97% of emissions are actually coming from other things other than human beings. And I'm not talking about man-made. I'm talking about other things that are not even man-made, not just people. But anyway, so they contradict their own narrative and they contradict their own agenda by not buying electric cars. And they say the greatest existential threat to America. They just roasted Tulsi Gabbard because she didn't put down climate change as an existential security intelligence threat to the United States of America. They just crucified her on Capitol Hill for doing that. And now none of them are buying Teslas. And what's really funny is that when you're I can't tell how old this guy is. He has been found, or possibly found. But first of all, the reason why he assaulted that person, if that was Aaron sitting in the car, he wouldn't have assaulted him because he went, okay, there's an able-bodied male. He assaulted her because she's a 61-year-old woman in that car, and he's like, you know, this is an easy target. So he assaulted her. And then what's really great is they're so anti-gun, and now their own actions are driving people to buy guns. It's great. Yeah. Again, not smart, just full of convoluted passion and zeal. That's it. This is a great one. Lives a TikTok video. Bloomington, Minnesota Police Department put out a video asking for help identifying an individual who keyed a Tesla and promised consequences. You're like, Tom, how many of these videos do you have? Stack. they claim that we're the violent party.
Yeah, it's bad.
They claim that. I mean, these are everywhere. How anybody could look themselves in the mirror right now and be proud of being a Democrat is beyond me. How anybody could go to their children and say, hey, you know what, we're a proud Democratic Party family is beyond me. Because they have no videos of Republicans ever doing this. The only thing they could ever lean back on is J6 was a convoluted Fed's direction. But lives of TikTok video. And again, even then, nobody hurt anybody. Even then, I mean, you think about what could have happened. If it was actually serious, we know it was instigated by the FBI and the State Department and CIA. And Metro Police Department in Washington, D.C. with Muriel Bowser. But even let's just say it wasn't. What could have happened? They could have done anything they wanted. They had a 30-1, 50-1, 100-1 advantage. They didn't do anything. There's no guns. There's no anything. Yeah, there was like there was damage. There was damage to the Capitol. Okay, and like, but who did it? We don't know. But the thing is, you have one isolated incident, and we have this happening over and over and over again. When Donald Trump got elected in 2016, took office 2017, Washington D.C. burned.
Yeah.
Then you had the incident with George Floyd, where George Floyd overdosed of a fentanyl overdose. They blamed it on Derek Chauvin, and then all of America burned for the entire summer.
Yeah.
Every time it doesn't go the Democratic Party way, it burns. Every time it doesn't go our way, it doesn't. It really is as simple as that. Sorry, but back to Lips of TikTok video. Bloomington, Minnesota Police Department put out a video asking for help identifying an individual who keyed a Tesla. Play for me.
Bloomington Chief Hodges here. We need your help. Yesterday, March 26th, at around 5:45 p.m., at Cub Foods located on 102nd and France, an individual had watched some folks get out of a Tesla. The individual then went to the liquor store. The people in the Tesla walked by. After that, they left the liquor store. They didn't buy nothing, and they went and scratched the Tesla. Here's a video of them walking by the Tesla. We need help identifying them. If you know who this person is, please contact Detective Brown. The number is here at the bottom of the screen. And for the person who did this, we have this nice little video here for you.
Here at the Orange Jumpsuit District Inn and Suites, we have friendly staff who is ready to greet you.
All right, that's what we got for you. $3,200 worth of damage is what took place here. Resist the Tesla temptation. Stop damaging these cars all around the country. And we're tired of our insurance rates going up. And what are you really accomplishing? Knock this off. So if you got any information on this, please contact Detective Brown. And with that, Bloomington, we will see you back here.
Imagine having to put out a video to tell the Democratic Party to resist the Tesla temptation. $3,200 worth of damage to Kia vehicle, because people have no idea what they're doing. They think it's just a scratch of a vehicle. No, you got to repaint every last part of it. You don't just go in there and touch paint it. The whole door has to come off, and you have to repaint the whole thing. It's $3,200. And a Tesla paint job is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a shame when the chief of police has to put out a video. Again, this is spanning the entire country. Where have we been so far? Bloomington, Minnesota. Flagstaff, Arizona. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I don't know where the innocent girl in the Tesla was. I didn't put down locations on all these. But anyway, it's basically spanning the entire United States. So how do we get to this place? So I interspersed some of these videos too. Show me one time a Republican ever sounds like this. Play for me, Heather.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
When do we ever sound like that? You go put the next one up for me just to put this in context. So your headquarters of New Mexico Republican Party targeted in deliberate attack of arson, firebombed the Republican Party headquarters in one of the cities in New Mexico. We never sound like that. But yet we're called the insurrectionists. We're called the party that aborts. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Aborts 40 million babies a year worldwide. Funds it and does it themselves. 1 to 2 million per year in the United States alone. Says that we are the party of violence. 8 babies under Tim Walz that we know of were killed after they were born in the state of Minnesota. And we're the party of violence. When do we ever say create a crowd and tell people they're not welcome and push back on them? See, now the thing is, this is serious business. This isn't just a normal time. This is actually, again, we have so many podcasts, so many news outlets. We have such a great life. It's called normalcy bias, that we just always think that everything will be as is. You put these people in charge, folks. You're talking about people dying, being imprisoned. Look what they did to Donald Trump, Navarro, Bannon, Flynn, Stone. Look what they do. And you see it's all like, well, I'm watching a podcast and it's all entertaining or whatever else. And listen, I'm not a hypocrite. I watch endless podcasts. I mean, I do. Whether it's Bannon, Bongino's in the FBI now, so it's just Bannon and Alex Jones that I watch. But I watch clips from Charlie Kirk and the myriads of others. And I thank God for each and every one of those platforms. But I thank God for Rumble, too, and X now. But this is real life. I mean, people's vehicles are being damaged. People's vehicles are being firebombed. A woman gets pulled over on the side of the road, blocked in and assaulted by a man. That's not the first one. We played the one the other night where that was about to happen. And then the vehicle that was chasing down a Tesla got KO'd at an intersection, which victimized another person innocently.
Yeah.
An innocent person got victimized because they're crazy driving. So this is serious business. Like Donald Trump, I mean, right now, if he wasn't president, he'd be in prison. He'd be sitting in Rikers Island right now. I mean, then it's real. It's absolutely real. And the dangerousness of the Democratic Party is real. The difference is you and I are not going to react in an unlawful, violent way. What they do with us is they project their dangerousness onto us. Like Alex Jones says, they call us all these names, which in their minds justifies their violence against us. Well, it's just they're Hitlerian. So you can do whatever you want against a Hitlerian person, against a Nazi. You know, you can do anything you want and it's justified because it's a Nazi. Well, none of us are even remotely like Nazis. The only people that have anything in common with Nazis are leftists because the Nazis, although called alt-right, and again, Nazis are called alt-right. Whenever there's a neo-Nazi party, alt-right. How are they alt-right when it's National Socialist? How are they right-wing at all? Not to mention, what's the essence of a Nazi? Doing experiments on people without their knowledge. Who does that? That'd be the Democratic Party. Banning firearms. Who does that? That'd be the Democratic Party. Mass genocide, abortion. Who does that? And the endless starting of useless wars. Democratic Party. Banning speech. Democratic Party. I mean, we have nothing in common with Nazis, yet they castigate us and they put that name on us. So it justifies, or in their minds, giving them license to commit atrocities against us. And it's serious business. We need to remember the summer of love, George Floyd, 30 people were murdered.
Yeah.
By these people. That's serious. Now, it doesn't touch most of us. It's just like, you know, right now with vaccines where you have 36 million people have died, the excess mortality, which is not, he doesn't even, there's no way to even make that quantitative because it's not even a one in 200 year event, but 36 million excess deaths since the rollout of the vaccines in January of 2021. We're like, well, it really doesn't touch me. Some of you might have touched, but because you won't really notice 36 million excess deaths in a world of 8 billion people. And of course, that's just Society of Actuary deaths. Those are people with life insurance policies. But so there's a lot more people died than that. But it's this stuff is serious business. People are dying because the Democratic Party is just the iteration of the globalist left in America. Because of the globalist left, people are dying. People are being put in prison for the rest of their lives. Which I'll get to in a minute with what just happened to Marine Le Pen. Working in all the news inside of Crazy D Volume 2. All right, go to the next one for me, Heather. Tesla owners of Silicon Valley video. Internet, do your thing. Actually, Aaron, this is a silent one. You can just side by side it. Let's make this dude famous. This happened in Houston, Texas. There's no sound to it. And again, Tesla owners Silicon Valley video. There he is. There's another one. There you go. Just want to put this out. It's happening all over America. So we got Houston, Texas. I'm gonna put the ones that actually have the locations. Texas, Houston, Texas, New Mexico, Bloomington, Minnesota, Flagstaff, Arizona, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Now let's go to another one. Western Lensman video. Now we're in Brookhaven, Massachusetts. This is a newscast. Police in Brookhaven, Massachusetts have ID'd the man who vandalized the Tesla in a Walmart parking lot. Play for me.
Parking lot. Now, the incident happened at the Brookhaven Walmart on Friday. Pictures and video showed a man vandalizing the hood and the driver's side of the vehicle. And the suspect is identified as 63-year-old Osvaldo Torres Rodriguez. Now, he has an active felony arrest warrant, and he has an active felony arrest warrant. Now, if you know where he is, contact the Brookhaven Police Department.
All right, so there we have Brookhaven, Massachusetts now. And again, Aaron just said that. The guy's 63 years old and you're behaving like that. See, that's why for me now, I don't give people respect simply because of their age anymore. I make them earn respect. Because he's obviously been an idiot his entire life. I mean, you get out of your car and that's your motivation in life. You saw how much effort he actually put into it. He's over there. He's just basically drawing. He's like a graffiti artist with a key. All right, let's do some other news for just a moment. Carly Bonet video. They tried doing this to Trump. They're doing it to Bolsonaro. Do you see a pattern? Here's Marine Le Pen. Pay for me.
This is far-right leader Marine Le Pen banned from standing for public office for the next 5 years. That is the result of the verdict and sentencing read out to this Paris court this Monday morning that will have huge implications for the 2027 presidential election here in France. Not only had Marine Le Pen been intending to stand, but she had, according to the polls, been leading in that race. Not only has she been banned from standing for public office for the next 5 years, as part of her sentencing, she will also receive a two-year suspended sentence and a two-year sentence that will be served at home with an electronic bracelet. She's also been fined. This is the result of a court case that goes back to her time as an MEP. The allegations were that she had used money that should have gone to using parliamentary assistance and had used them to fund party workers instead. Marine Le Pen and several of her most prominent MEPs found guilty. But the biggest news of today regards that, her ineligibility to stand for public office and what that will mean for the next French presidential election.
So obviously, here's the list. Bolsonaro, leading presidential candidate in Brazil, is jailed. Or about to be jailed. Jair Bolsonaro. Calin Georgescu in Romania won the election, and they took the election back. How that's possible? I don't know. Made the election illegitimate, took it back, took it down, and now are trying to prevent him from running again. As of right now, he's not able to run again as the leading contender, as is Bolsonaro. Marine Pen, leading contender in France, to run against Macron, married to the man. She's been arrested. Like, what exactly did she do? I don't know 100% how to understand this. I've heard it now twice, two, three times. What they said that she does, which, by the way, Macron does every single day of his life. What you have there, and it was hysterical tweet put out by Elon Musk, that the EU loves being governed so much, they make sure that they're governed twice. Because you're governed by your own local governance, but i.e. your national government, and then you're also governed by the EU, which is why you had Brexit. What they're claiming is that she used EU money for local elections or local election money for EU elections. I mean, that's what everybody does. That's the same sort of convoluted charge against Donald Trump with the 34 felony indictments, 34 felony convictions, saying that, okay, Donald Trump spent $130,000 that Michael Cohen orchestrated because he was the one actually having sex with Stormy Daniels. But anyway, he spent $130 on Stormy Daniels, whether he knew that he did it or not, and that's very debatable. So he spent $130,000. He acknowledges it. He paid taxes on that $130,000. He acknowledges on his tax returns. He acknowledges in every area of bookkeeping that you have to acknowledge it, right? Everyone would agree,
yeah.
Right, Aaron?
Yep.
All right, so that's what he did. So they come in and charge Donald Trump. It's the exact same thing they're doing with Marine Le Pen because she is basically a lesser version of Trump inside of France, and the leading contender is going to win in a landslide over Macron, the parliamentary convoluted system. But anyway, so Donald Trump's $130,000 on Stormy Daniels. They come in and they say, you know, we're going to charge him with this. It was turned down by the United States Attorney in New York, turned down by Alvin Bragg initially, turned down by the DOJ, and then reinvigorated by Matthew Colangelo being dispatched by Merrick Garland to go meet with Alvin Bragg and tell him to take up the case if you ever want to be in politics again. But anyway, so they go, you know what? You should have put that $130,000 down as a campaign finance attribution. $130,000 to a lawyer to pay off Stormy Daniels to go down in his campaign. Now, if he did put it down as a campaign contribution or a campaign expenditure, what would they have done then? They would have charged him with, that's not a campaign expenditure, and that's a violation.
Yep.
And they weren't even in their jurisdiction. Alvin Bragg doesn't even have the jurisdiction to do this. And there's so many layers to how wrong that entire case is, but I don't have time to get into it tonight. But that's exactly what they're doing to Le Pen. They're just making it up. Simply making up charges. You're like, well, people can't do that because the truth will come out and the truth will set you free. The gospel truth will always set you free, John 8:32. But the truth won't always set you free when people won't hear the truth. So if people just make it up, you're like, well, yeah, but you have forms, you have paperwork, you have hard copies, you have digital copies of all of your financial records. something will say that you're innocent. Well, the judges look at him and ignore him. I mean, you had J6ers that were put in prison for years, and there's video showing them they're not committing the crime they're convicted of, but the video was not given to the defense attorneys because it was a national security threat to do so. Like, how could that be an American justice system? It's not. But who's going to stop it? That's why it's serious business. People are in prison. Serious. I mean, it's all sort of cursory, and it's all like almost going and watching until it happens to you. And then you're sitting in prison for a charge that doesn't exist. When you're like, when you say charges, you're probably wondering, why does Tom always say charges that don't exist? I'm not talking about crimes that exist that you didn't commit. I'm talking about them charging you with a crime that literally does not exist.
Right.
That's what they're doing. You're like, that's impossible. How could it ever get past a judge? It very easily. Make sure you have Juan Merchan. Make sure you got Jeb Bossberg. You can do anything you want. And the cops are going to arrest you. Either the cops are in on it or the cops don't know any better. They're simply responding to a warrant. So they did the same thing. So you got Bolsonaro, same thing. Kalen Georgescu, same thing. Although he won the election and they took it from him and are now prosecuting him. Bolsonaro, prosecuting him. Marine Le Pen, prosecuting her. Donald J. Trump just got done with 4 years of prosecution and two assassination attempts. And his home was raided. When people forget about what happened in Slovakia, Prime Minister of Slovakia, who's also another Trumpster, shot 4 times. In an assassination attempt. This is serious business. So I'm showing you this video of all of these Tesla attacks. I'm showing you these videos because I'm showing you how dangerous the globalist left is. Get this now. Again, we'll get back. We're getting back to crazy Dems in two videos from now. Dark-haired video. Hillary basically pocketed $80 million in Haiti. Play for me.
Hillary Clinton, she's worried about her family name. She's worried about her family name after this $84 million from USAID that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti. All of this is coming out. She posted on X, after a box labeled Bill and Hillary Clinton with receipts totaling $83,624,489 was found. Hillary Clinton posted on X that there are some false claims going around about her family and about the Clinton Foundation, saying it's very important to correct the record, saying that they have helped millions and millions of people across America and across the world. And it is very important to know that their family doesn't earn anything from this work and that Chelsea Clinton did not receive any of this money. However, we learned from Doge that the USAID did give the Clinton Foundation $84 million. And from that relief effort, there are line items showing that Chelsea Clinton received $10 million for a beautiful mansion to live in and $3 million for a beautiful wedding. So us taxpayers, we paid for Chelsea Clinton's beautiful wedding, for her $10 million mansion. The Clintons, they need to live a luxury life in America, while all of us need to work 2 to 3 jobs in America just to survive. And the Clintons can give their only daughter a $10 million mansion to live in.
So I just want to congratulate everybody. Everybody watching on Christian Television Network, 920 people that I can see watching, Heather, Aaron, myself. I want to congratulate all of us because we paid for Chelsea Clinton's wedding and her mansion. Like, Tom, it can't be that simple. It is that simple. I mean, all you have to do for plausible deniability into some form of legality is make it part of somebody's salary running an NGO and a bonus structure. That's what's been going on. And I don't want to be overly redundant, but I want this stuck in people's heads. That's what the United States has been basically in my lifetime. It's creating NGOs to make Democrats rich. How do you make them rich? The NGO is run, fully staffed, just like USAID, although a government agency really is a giant NGO. Fully staffed by Democrats, getting multi-million dollar salaries. They hire other Democrats for multi-million dollar fees. I guarantee you what they did, I mean, that was $84 million directly from us to the Clintons. Would you have voted for that? Did you vote for that? And it was supposed to go to Haiti? Well, all they have to do, again, it's very simple. And I hope this isn't boring for people, but it's just very simple how it works. We go $84 million to Haiti. Okay, we have the Clinton Haiti Foundation, let's say. And it was the Bill and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation is what it was, but it's too hard to say over and over again. So we'll just call it the Clinton Haiti Foundation. So you just hire Chelsea Clinton for a consultancy fee of, let's see, her mansion was $10 million. And I believe that her wedding was like another $10, $20 million, something like that. So we just make sure that we pay her consultancy fees. So they're saying that Yeah, and again, just like the Clinton Foundation, which we showed before, where they gathered up $36 million in 1 year, gave away $5 million of the $36 million. So it costs them $29 million to give away $5
million. Yeah.
That's what's been going on. So they pocket the rest. They did the exact same thing here. And that's what's been going on for years and why we are 36 on the cusp of $37 trillion in debt. And I just threw this one in here because I just wanted to. Red pill dispenser video, more on Hillary Clinton. NBC, it's old report. NBC reports that Hillary Clinton helped cover up elite pedo rings. Play for me.
And some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials. On Monday, a State Department spokesperson not confirm specific investigations.
I'm not going to talk about specific cases, but I can say broadly that the notion that we would not vigorously pursue
Gee, and look who's speaking for the State Department as part of the cover-up. Circle back Psaki. Amazing, isn't it? That's all incestuous. It's all part of a single limb family tree that you and I, thank God, are not a part of. I just threw that in there because I just want to show the corruption of the Clintons. I mean, you're actually covering up a pedo ring, but yet then claim to be advocates for children. You steal $84 million from Haiti to pay for your daughter's wedding and to pocket yourself and to pay for her $10 million mansion. So that's the truth. That's what's going on. Do Republicans do it too? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've shown the numbers here too. This is an equal opportunity offender podcast. We play it. We put the videos out of the Republicans that have been made filthy, rotten, rich off the exact same stuff. Because again, all you need to do is set up an NGO and pay yourself. This is what's been going on. That's what they did. It was a payoff to Stacey Abrams right before Biden left office. Here's $2 billion for you to go check refrigerators. She did. She walked around saying, yeah, you could get a more environmentally friendly refrigerator. She didn't do any of it. Didn't do any of it. Just received $2 billion for her organization that pays her a multi-million dollar salary over the years. That's how it all works. That's all our country's about. It really is. Right now, Donald Trump's changing it around. And that's why you're seeing all the protests. Listen, you can walk by a wasp nest. As long as you leave it alone, they're not going to bother you. Go start tearing that thing down. They're coming for you. And that's what's happening now. They're trying to tear down this incestuous corruption machine that is establishment D.C. All right, Paul A. Cipulla video. Tesla vandalized and Cumberland Park shopping center. Play for me. There we go. Let's walk up all over the country. Now we got Cumberland Park. We got Brookhaven, Massachusetts. We got Bucks County, Pennsylvania. We got Flagstaff, Arizona. We got Bloomington, Minnesota. We got Houston, Texas. Everywhere you go. Everywhere. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to Tuscan, California. You can just go right. This one, you can just go. Just mute it, Aaron. I think it's got funky music on it. Just mute it. No, yeah, that's good. Yeah, just, there you go. So here's this guy. Again, this guy's like 75 years old. This is what he has to do in life. Right here. Okay, there he goes. So now we have Tuscan, California on the list. Another one. Crazy D. Crazy Democrats. Go to the next one for me. Paul A. Sepulveda video. Another man vandalizes a Tesla Model Y. Here we go again. All over the country. This one doesn't have a location. All over the country. Look at this. This is your motive. This is what motivates you in life. Truly unbelievable that this is the 2025 Democratic Party. This is what they do. This is what they're all about. They're violent people. You and I are not going to respond in violence unless it's self-defense, but we need to respond with prosecutions and litigations, and people need to be fired. Let's go to the next one. Josh Dunlap video. Here's Hannity versus Kimmel. Play for me.
Jimmy Kimmel is an unhinged loser. You see the ratings every day. We all see the ratings every day.
Tesla stock is way down, almost disastrously so. People have been vandalizing Tesla vehicles, new Tesla vehicles. Please don't vandalize. Don't ever vandalize Tesla vehicles. And so...
That's supposed to be clever. Now, Jimmy Kimmel's show is owned and run by ABC Disney. And Disney's run by a guy by the name of Bob Iger. Bob, are you okay with this seeming glorification of violence? Is this the inclusive, woke DEI, the ABC Disney brand? Now, think about it, Jimmy. You know, he sobs, he weeps when an election doesn't go his way. He demands compassion if he's having problems in his personal life. But yet, ABC Disney, Bob Iger, allow a host, in my opinion, to be celebrating what has been happening to Tesla against regular Americans that drive Teslas. Bob Iger, does Mickey Mouse approve this message?
I'll differ with Hannity on one point. That wasn't the glorification of vandalism and violence. That was the instigation of it. When you go, when you're Jimmy Kimmel and you go and you look in the camera and you go, make sure that you don't vandalize any Teslas. And that's instigating.
Yeah.
That's not glorifying. That's not like, you know, simply saying, you know what, we know that people are making mistakes out there and they shouldn't be doing it and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You know, we're still standing against Musk and we don't want anybody to be violent. No, he actually instigated the violence. He actually instigated it, and that is way different. And this is why, listen, these people, it really does. By the Democratic Party standards, that rises to an arrestable offense. Because Trump was technically arrested because he was charged via special prosecutor Jack Smith. He was facing the charges under Tanya Shutkin in D.C. for his instigation of an insurrection. And I don't remember what the charges were, what the specific charge was. But anyway, But it was basically that Donald Trump had a part in the quote unquote J6 insurrection, where you had people that were insurrecting and seditious conspiracy with no firearms. But anyway, I digress. You know, take the Capitol and defeat the United States Marine Corps with flagpoles and MAGA moms. But anyway, according to the Democratic Party, if you simply deny an election and somebody commits violence in some sort of tacit connection to what you said, even though you never instigated any violence at all, remember, peacefully and patriotically protest, but if they committed violence in some sort of tacit connection to what you said, that you're guilty of that crime. So according to the Democratic Party rules, Pam Bondi needs to be looking at Jimmy Kimmel. Those are new rules. And until they have to live in their rules, because what happens is you and I have to live in their rules. And then when we take office, we don't make them live in the rules so that when they regain power, they put us back under the rules. If they actually had to live under their policies and ideologies, where they go to prison for crimes that don't exist, for instigating a crime, and instigation of a crime, who determines what rises to the level of instigation?
Right.
If you go out there and you're handing out rocks like Antifa, that's instigation. If you simply say, I believe it was a fraudulent 2020 election, which every Democrat has said about every Republican election that's been won over the last 50 years. If you simply say that and somebody commits a violent act in some sort of connection to that, you're guilty. That's Democratic Party way. So Jimmy Kimmel should be criminally charged. And you're like, and I mean it. I actually do mean it, because that's the rules. That's what they want. And if we don't. Like Joe Biden should be facing impeachment right now. He's not in office, Tom. It doesn't matter. The new rules are you can impeach presidents after they left office, i.e. Donald Trump 2021.
Yep.
So let's do it. Instead, the Republicans are doing all they can to lose the House in 2026. They're doing all that they can to lose the House. That's really what's happening right now. And one little side note here as we go on to a couple. Let me play this one first. Go ahead. Play that one for me. There's another one. Terror Democrats are completely unaware that they're being filmed when they attack Tesla. Look at this lady. This is all over the country. Absolutely all over the country. Look at this woman. She just did somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000 worth of damage to that car.
Yeah.
Right there. Look at this. She's gouging the living crap out of that thing. There's another one. She'll be caught. She'll get caught. But anyway, one other thing you bring back. But anyway, this upcoming election in Wisconsin, I haven't covered it that much because there's not a whole lot to say. I mean, either people are going to listen to Wisconsin or they're not. If we lose this election in Wisconsin, Elon Musk was talking about this at his town hall. You're looking at losing the Congress because they're going to redistrict seats in because all they need is one more Supreme Court justice. So if that's lost, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't vote in Wisconsin. All I can do is talk about it. I'm talking about it right now. If that's lost, there's a solid chance that we lose the House. We only have a 2-3 seat advantage as is right now. If you redistrict it, Wisconsin, then you're having to depend on us winning all of our New York and California seats, which has not gone overly great. It's very tenuous. It's up and down. So it's a huge election going on there. And right now, the Vegas odds is an 85% Democrat win. That's an 85 to 90% Democrat win. Source, Elon Musk. So I hope that if you know anybody in Wisconsin, they need to get out and vote because Republicans just don't vote when Trump's not on the ticket. So if you don't vote when Trump's on the ticket, that's why we suffered for 4 years under Joe Biden. All right, let's go to this. I got to show you this. I wanted this on the other night. Again, jumping off of Crazy D for a couple minutes. I have to show you this. This is truly amazing to me. And this is in light of all the Canada-United States tariff war that's going on right now. And just this is about dairy. Because our dairy gets, I believe it's a 250% tariff on it going into Canada. Well, why does that tariff happen? Here it is. Play it for me.
Hey, guys. We're here at Give 'Em Those Farm in Southern Ontario. We milk about 260 cows. Right now, during the winter months, you milk quite a bit more milk because the feed is very consistent. And if you do a good job, you will produce quite a bit of milk. So, but right now, we're over our quota. It's regulated by the government and by the DFO. But the problem is what they don't understand is millions of people look at this milk running away. Because it's the end of the month, so tomorrow I dump 30,000 liters of milk, and it breaks my heart. I will show you. By the way, this here, Canadian milk, it's $7 a liter. When I go for my haircut, people say, wow, $7, Jerry, for a little bit of milk. I say, well, you have to go higher up, because we have no say anymore as a dairy farmer on our own farm, because they make us dump it. And no matter how we stand up, so this time I'm going public. I want the people to see the pain that us growers have of 365 days as a little boy. We grew up on a dairy farm, came from Europe, work, work, work. And here we are. This is what's happening.
There you see Fairlife right there. I buy Fairlife every week. I buy Fairlife milk, especially chocolate milk. I buy it all the time. 30,000 gallons they're forced to dump by the government. Reminds me of the COVID days. Remember they were forcing everybody to dump all their dairy products out because you catch COVID, I guess, from dairy. These are the experts. And Canada's crying because they don't want United States milk in there when they're dumping 30,000 gallons. That's just one dairy farm. One out of what? Hundreds? Dumping 30, mandated by the government to cut, to dump 30,000 gallons of milk. This is the reality. Aaron was talking about this while we're watching it. This is the reality of life. Let me show you another reality. They don't talk about how tough they are in Canada. This is the Canadian military. Play it for me.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just give everybody a hint. If you can't walk in step, you're not winning a war. If you can't conquer that, if you can't actually get to where you're walking in step with people, you're not winning. That's legit. That's the Canadian military. They're going to storm some sort of front line somewhere. Don't think so. And they talk about, you know, they don't, nobody's talking about legitimate military conflict with the United States, but they're talking about, you know, we're big and bad right now. That's what you have. The only reason why you're even able to exist is because of the, basically, the tactical missile shield over your country from the United States of America, because that's your military. And I love listening to that one woman in the pregame wants to move to Sweden. I hear other people. Bernie Sanders recently put out a tweet about moving to Denmark.
Oh, please.
Because everything's so cheap there, and you get free this, free that, free education, free Medicare, well, free healthcare. Well, the reason why everything's free is they have no military, so they can be conquered at any moment. And the only reason why they're not is because of those of us who do have to end up paying a lot for our healthcare because we actually have a military. So we pay for them to be socialist. We pay for them to have free healthcare.
Yeah.
By us paying to have a military. Now, none of that ever has to happen because you can see we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on people like the Clinton Foundation so that Chelsea Clinton could have a $10 million mansion and a $30 million wedding. That's why we're actually in debt, not because of our military. I mean, it's $900 billion a year. I understand that, but that's not why we're bankrupt. We're bankrupt because we constantly are forming Democratic Party NGOs and paying them hundreds of billions of dollars per year, even trillions. I have to show you this one. This one was too interesting not to show you. Again, we're on the break from Crazy D, and then we're going to hop right back into Crazy D. Islam Invasion. It's a good channel. I'm not following them yet, but been pulling some videos from them on Twitter. This is old, but truer than ever. Play for me.
Muslims living with Sikhs. Problem. Muslims living with Hindus. Problem. Muslims living with Baha'is. Problem. Muslims living with Shintos. Problem. Muslims living with Buddhists. Problem. Muslims living with Christians. Problem. Muslims living with Muslims. Very big problem. So this led to, they're not happy in Gaza. They're not happy in Egypt. They're not happy in Libya. They're not happy in Iran. They're not happy in Iraq. They're not happy in Yemen. They're not happy in Pakistan. They're not happy in Syria. They're not happy in Lebanon. They're not happy in Nigeria. They're not happy in Kenya. They're not happy in Sudan. They're not happy in Morocco. And they're not happy in Afghanistan. So, where are they happy? They're happy in Australia. They're happy in Belgium. They're happy in France. They're happy in Holland. They're happy in Italy. They're happy in Germany. They're happy in Spain. They're happy in Sweden. They're happy in Denmark. They're happy in the USA and Canada. They're happy in Norway and India. They're very happy in England. Loads of welfare benefits. They're happy in almost every country that is not Islamic. And who do they blame? Not Islam. Not their leadership. Not themselves. They blame the countries they are happy in. And they want to change the countries they're happy in to be like the countries they came from where they were unhappy.
That is it. There is no better way to sum it up. The only argument I'd say with the video is they're not happy in our countries either. They're not happy here. They've just moved here and then want to change our country, like Ilhan Omar, into the countries that they came from. From her, Somalia.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back into Crazy D. Paul A. Cipulla video. Man from, here we are now, another state, Missouri, has his Tesla Cybertruck side view mirror smacked by a random woman who drove by his vehicle and there was vehicle damage. And there she goes. Boom. Who gives it? I mean, amazing. Democrats think they have the right to do this because they've labeled us with names that are not true, remotely true. They are the names. They are the names that they put on us. All right, let's go to the next one. Terrible video. Florida woman, 45, charged with felony for sticking gum on Tesla door handle, causing $2,600 worth of damage. And could you, I mean, if you were to pick, if you were to try to picture the person doing this, that's March exactly 20th. The person you'd pick right there.
Hey, this is...
What you guys doing over
sorry.
There?
Sorry. I was going to play it, but the audio played.
Oh. So, I mean, again, if you were just to picture... All right, we're going to play the whole video, guys, so back it up to the beginning. But anyway, if you were to picture who it was that committed this crime, that's right here in Tampa, Florida. That's her. I mean, that right there, that is the living embodiment of the 2025 Democratic Party. You know, you have these traditional liberal men who think that the Democratic Party is still about smoking weed and free to be a bird and be in small government. That's what the Democratic Party used to be. No, no. This is the 2025 Democratic Party. Play for me.
Police say this is also Marrero spreading gum on a Tesla and spitting at it. Look at it right there. This all happened in the Aventura Mall's parking garage.
You think you were definitely targeted because of Elon Musk?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Again, there was no personal interaction.
The victim, who didn't want to show his face, says he was targeted.
Unfortunately, a divide in our country where certain views that are not accepted by a subset.
So Local 10 airs the story Tuesday and Wednesday, and guess where Marrero was spotted on Thursday, say police? The food court at the Aventura Mall. An alert security guard gave cops the tip they needed.
Marrero?
The bubble burst. And Marrero now standing before a judge.
Yeah, supposed to stay away from this individual at least 500 feet away at all times.
She's ordered no contact with the victim. Tesla trouble lands this woman in jail.
So from the food court to a court of law to jail. She remains behind bars at this hour. She has posted bond, so we think she'll be getting out relatively in a short time now.
Sorry about that. I thought that was Tampa, but it's actually Miami. So that's to our list. We got Miami. We got Missouri. We got Tustin, California. We got Bloomington, Minnesota. We've got Flagstaff, Arizona. We've got Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Brookhaven, Massachusetts. Cumberland Park, Houston, Texas, and one more. And again, I could have spent another in New Mexico. I could have spent 10, 12 more hours and gotten 30, 40 more of these videos.
Oh, yeah.
Here she is right here. Yamaris Marrero, 45, real mature woman. Imagine that. You imagine actually thinking you look good like that. What do I want to look like? And that's the decisions that you make. A woman originally from Cuba, strike one, was arrested at the Aventura Mall in Florida on March 27 for allegedly using a large amount of gum to cause $2,600 worth of damage to an electric car door handle mechanism of a Tesla vehicle. She was released on a $2,500 bond for the felony criminal mischief charge of vandalism as part of a nationwide left-wing effort. Today was like shut down Tesla day. To vandalize Tesla vehicles and stores to intimidate people and the government. All right, go to the next one for me. Tesla dash cam video. It's all over. You're like, Tom, enough is enough. No, here's another one for you. San Francisco, California. Look at this guy. I mean, he's relaxed. He sits there with his drink in his hand the whole time, sipping his latte the entire time while he sits there and does thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of damage to a Tesla. It's not Elon Musk who owns a Tesla. It's already been sold to the driver. He could be king, a radical leftist. Look at this guy. This guy never even puts down his food and drink. All right, let's go to the next one. Charlie Kirk video. I wanted to just show you this. What are the Democrats all about? Play for me.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
See, according to their rules, he needs to be criminally charged because you actually had people show up, a person show up to kill Brett Kavanaugh. And he even mentions his name right there. He needs to be criminally charged according to their rules. Let him be bankrupted by the DOJ. DOJ prints its money. A private citizen like Chuck Schumer doesn't. So he's got millions upon millions. Let him spend all of his millions like Donald Trump spent $200-300 million on his own defense over the last 4 years. All right, breaking off of Crazy D again. Let's go to El Salvador and wokeness. This is a pretty good job here, isn't it? It's almost like Donald Trump-esque. We've gone from 11,000 illegal border entries a day to under 200. That's a fact. Absolute fact. And I mean, as a Democrat, how do you look yourself in the eye and say, I believe in the policies of my party when they were allowing in 12,000 people a day? And you are advocating that you need comprehensive border reform and the border security bill in order to lower that and saying this is a systemic problem that's been going on for years and there is no easy solution. That was the Democratic Party platform. And Donald Trump comes in 3 days and fixes the problem, lowers it from 12,000 a day to 300 a day. I mean, to less than 200 a day. Actually, it's like 100, it's 123 a day. I mean, how do you look yourself in the eye and then go protest? You're going to go protest that? Bukele's the exact same way in El Salvador. Crime can't be solved in El Salvador. It's always going to be a cesspool. Really? Well, let's look what Bukele did. Look, and can anybody guess when he got elected? It's pretty easy to tell, isn't it? Look at the bottom. Homicides per 100,000 in El Salvador. Just we'll keep it. We'll just keep it simple. I don't read every number. 2015, 5-10 years ago, 100 people in every 100,000 were getting murdered. Bukele takes office, immediately goes down to 7. Now 2. Now 2-0, and now 1.
Yeah.
All it takes is the following. Look at this video. This is a Bukele video. You institute a system like this, watch your murder rate go down. Play it for me. And I didn't read you all that was on that tweet. A lot of those are murderers and child sex traffickers and child rapists. Well, you know, you want to lower your murder rate? I'll put them all in there. And then, they're just going to sit there the rest of their life, get fat. No, they don't. They work all day in factories.
Yep.
That's your life. That's it. You don't work, you go into solitary confinement for the rest of your life. That's it. You want to be a child rapist or a murderer? You know, if you want to close your border, you know what you do to close your border? You close your freaking border. You build a wall and you send the Marines down there, and lo and behold, the border's closed. 2 seconds, just like that. Amazing, isn't it? But what did Bukele do? Did he run a lot of bills through their Congress? No, he took the executive action that he had the power to do. And then the Democrats just simply lie. We don't have the power. You absolutely have the power. You just don't want to do it. You don't want to do it because it's not politically expedient for you to do so. Actually, 12,000 illegals crossing the border per day is exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. The invasion of first world countries by third world countries and those new quote unquote illegal immigrants don't have any heritage connection to the country they're illegally migrating into. Therefore, they are very easily globally governed. That's what it's all about. Speaking of global governance, this is a GPA video. How many U.S. congressmen, I never thought of this till today, never, and congresswomen in the United States, congresswomen and U.S. senators have dual citizenship. Should you be able to have dual citizenship and be in Congress? Not in my opinion, because where does your loyalty lie? How many of them actually, how many congressmen and women and senators have dual citizenship? We know that, I can't remember which one it was, so I don't want to misattribute the name, but one of the judges, current judges, that has put an injunction on Donald Trump has dual citizenship. Should you be able to do that as a judge? So where your loyalty lies, Constitution or Charter of Rights of Canada? So anyway, or whatever other country it is. So how many of these congressmen and women and senators have dual citizenship? Well, listen to this answer. Play for me.
Something else America has no idea about. How many of our congressmen and senators are dual citizens? We don't know because they don't have to disclose. And every time a bill comes up for disclosure, they vote it down. Why? Why should anyone in our houses of leadership, Senate, Congress, President, have dual allegiances? And don't tell me that that's not a problem. Let's look at AOC, I mean, not AOC. Let's look at Ilhan Omar from Somalia. Has an absolute allegiance, has been caught on video saying that her main allegiance is the betterment of Somalia. Gee. Not Somalian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Somalia, the nation.
So allegedly, our Congress, and when I say our Congress, I'm including senators and congressmen, are serving us, right? They're our representatives. But every time we want to find out where their citizenship lies, they vote down the measure that enables us to find out. Why would that be? I thought they're for us. I thought this is, they're supposed to be transparent, be our servants, aren't they? That's what they are. They're our servants. We're not theirs. All right, listen, here it is, folks. I've got like 30 more freaking slides on the Tesla stuff. It may be, if it keeps happening, it may be Crazy D Volume 3 tomorrow. I mean, I got three Teslas in Pinebrook, Florida. Another King.
Here, while you're talking, I just give you a little background music for that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, another Which King. Side are you on? Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yep.
There you go. And you know what? Let's just play it.
Okay. Here we go.
Here we go. Just want to. We'll fight against Josh. We'll fight Elon Musk. No
England's kept within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk. Oh, which side are you on? Which side?
There you go. Just have to play it for you. We know what side we're on. Rumble Rants tonight. J.L. Burke, E.G.R. I'm sorry, I don't want to butcher your name, man, but thank you so much, $100. Thank you so much. Thank you, really. Texas Billy, $45. Chopper Superdut, $5. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you in the rant. Appreciate each and every one of you in the chat. Stick around for the post game. I'm telling you right now, post game is rocking. It's awesome. And it's 45 seconds from right now. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.